Addressing a press briefing in London, Peter Guzens said insecurity, drought and a succession of poor or failed harvests are deepening the suffering of millions of people in the country and pushing hundreds of thousands more into destitution. The situation, Guzens added, is worsened by the weakness of the Somali shilling against the dollar, coupled with rising food and fuel prices.
We are currently assisting 2.5 million. That number is likely to go up towards the end of this year, 2008, to 3.5 million, but it's half the population of Somalia.
Guzens added that many families are going hungry even when food is available in the markets because of the high prices. This has led to some villagers surviving on wild tubers, usually eaten by animals. As a result, he said, malnutrition in under 5-year-olds is on the increase. WFP is urgently buying food for Somalia in South Africa, but it faces a shortfall of $210 million until the end of March 2009. But the shortage of food is not the only problem.
And then on top of everything else, we have the issue of piracy, of course. What makes shipping ever larger volumes of food into Somalia very hazardous undertaking. It's very difficult to find vessels that are willing to go into Somali ports, unless, of course, it's Navy escorts.
Some Western countries provided naval protection for the ships for some months, but this ended last month. Since then, Guzens has noticed reluctance on the part of ship owners to ferry food to Somalia. This, the WFP Somalia chief said, is understandable as pirates have launched 24 attacks on vessels off Somalia's eastern and northern coasts so far this year. No escorted WFP ships were targeted. He added that overland or air options would be unable to handle the huge amounts of food which need to be delivered. Guzens appealed to countries with the capacity to come forward and protect the food-carrying ships. Tendai Maposa for VOA News, London.